I suppose I've always been interested in the military and really interested in like fitness and stuff like that. So I was just looking around at all the different militaries and I stumbled upon the Marines, and that was the hardest one, like the toughest military in the world. So decided to go for it, might as well.
It's more than a job, you know. I'm 27 now and I've done quite a few jobs and they've all been pretty naff. So, you know, I looked at the Marines and thought, you know, just a lot of travelling, a lot of sort of variation to the job rather than just sitting behind a desk in an office. Thought that'd be pretty good. Everything's happening in the world now. It'd be good to go and try and do something, get involved rather than just sitting in my comfort zone. Hopefully I could make a bit of a difference.
No, what interested me was the interest of this whole special state of mind and really pushing myself to my limit and really finding out how hard can I actually go, you know, what can I learn about myself along the way.
What attracts you about the lifestyle? Is it the travel? Is it the camaraderie? What is it?
I suppose the more than anything, the camaraderie of it. Every like, as the you know, speak to any marine, and like, no matter which marine they are, or where they're based, they're all brothers, and it's just such a close knit community kind of, and just the whole physical action packed lifestyle is just really attractive to most lads, I suppose.
And you get to play with guns.
Yeah, exactly.
So that's why the potential recruits are here. But what about the Marines? I spoke to officer in command of the recruitment team.
The idea is really to dispel the myth that Royal Marines Commandos are some sort of superhuman, and that actually at one stage both me and the team were in the same position as they were, not understanding what the Royal Marines is about. And are we fit enough? Are we adaptable enough to get on with training and get to the other end?
Are you sure Royal Marines aren't legendary supermen?
There might be one or two. but what I am going to say is that it's more about showing them that we're a progressive and nurturing organisation. And the idea is to get them through training. We don't want to scare them off on day one, because it will be hard, because it will be difficult. But as a team, that's the whole point of having the commando ethos. We get through it together. Because at the end of the day, what commando training builds is a team, and that team is unique in defence. That's the key message we're trying to put across.
Now, I know you do this all over the country, but you must feel that Northern Ireland is the best.
Well, it's a unique location. Normally, when we go and do it, we are doing it in a sort of outward bounds area. But here in Pallas, we're actually using the facilities, which is very unique. Everything's on board, and it's a good venue for us.
And what about the quality of the recruits that you've seen here today?
They're determined, they're certainly cheerful, there is an element of unselfishness, and they've displayed a lot of courage today, which is the commando ethos and the values that we're looking for. So yes, they are definitely potential Royal Marines in the making.
Where are you off to next?
We're off to Leeds, where we'll be doing the same event, and then we've got a week off, some downtime, but after that we're off to Plymouth. So what I would say is that if you're interested in a career in the Royal Marines, please look at the RN Jobs website and make an expression of interest, and hopefully we'll be in touch with you and that you can come and join us somewhere in the UK.